Live from KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. As transportation officials stare down a coming fiscal cliff, supporters of Bay Area Transit are mourning what they say could be the death of systems like BART and Muni. KQED's Billy Cruz has the story.
In downtown San Francisco, pallbearers are holding caskets, people are dressed in all black, and a brass band is playing when the saints go marching in.
Friends, family, community, we are gathered here today to pay our respects to our beloved public transit.
That's Nayeli Maxson Velasquez, one of the organizers of the event.
I have two kids and we don't have a car and we rely on public transit. And so death of public transit, which is what this would mean if we don't receive the state funding that we really require, would be a huge loss.
Mourners traveled from Oakland to San Francisco City Hall, calling on the state to invest more money in public transportation. Governor Gavin Newsom's budget would cut billions in funding for transit, systems that are still struggling to recover from pandemic-era drops in ridership. Muni and BART are already warning of reducing lines this summer. Cyrus Hall, one of the organizers behind the funeral, says cuts to transit could also impact drivers.
If someone is listening to this on the radio and you're driving over the Bay Bridge, think about what happens if there's another 56,000 people trying to take that every morning and every night because they're not riding BART anymore.
The California Transit Association is calling on the state to invest more than $5 billion in public transit. I'm Billy Cruz, KQED News.
And there's more online at kqed.org. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman.